Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. I don't care where you at. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm going to be rolling for the next 3 hours. So whether you're on your way to work, you're leaving work, you're relaxing, you stuck doing whatever the hell you're doing, I don't know, but thank you for being here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in anytime on, I guess, on your local affiliate. Sirius XM 158. What else we got here? We got a lot of things. CBSSportsRadio.com. Smart speaker, ask your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. So many ways that you can listen. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. You can do that too. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I am everywhere on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Over these next 3 hours, I'm going to have me a blast. Super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's hanging out here with us as well. And I get started 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. So if you missed an hour, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, okay? We started off the show by looking at some of the positives and negatives that took place over the weekend. Here's a negative. Tim Anderson wanted to start a fight with the White Sox. And Tim Anderson, I don't want to say he got knocked out, but he got knocked down. And today we learned that he was hit with a 6-game suspension by Major League Baseball. Jose Ramirez, the man who threw that right hand, Jose Ramirez has been suspended for 3 games. Both of these individuals are appealing their individual suspensions, and we'll see if they get reduced. This is Tim Anderson's 3rd suspension since 2019. One for helping to incite a brawl, another time for getting nasty with a fan, and this time for trying to fight Jose Ramirez, who put him on his ass. Always nice to see somebody get something that they probably deserve. Don't pick no fights that you're not going to finish. How about some positivity? We talked about Simone Biles and her return. Yeah, Simone Biles, she might be the only gymnast that you know right now. And she returned. Last we saw of her, she dropped out of the Olympics in Japan, had a mental block, didn't compete, hasn't competed in 2 years, and boom, she's back. And what did she do? over the weekend at a meet in Illinois. First place in all around, first place in the vault, first place in the floor routine and the balance beam. And NBC is asking her, they're like, you going to be back in the Olympics in Paris next year? This is what Simone Biles had to say.
What's the status for Paris right now? I got to ask.
We're still in the working steps. My main goal was this and then championship. And then after that, we'll look on to Worlds and then we'll see. But so far, it's heading in the right direction. But I still have to work on myself. I'm still going to do my therapy. I'm going to put myself first.
Yeah, good for her. Put yourself first. If you don't put yourself first, nobody else will. Good for her. She's ancient, though, when it comes to gymnastics. She's 26, but, I mean, what's another year going to hurt? She might as well do it in her 30s. Ooh, it's a little tough there, but, hey, congratulations, Simone Biles. See, there's some positivity. Messi scores a goal. That's positive. The U.S. women's national team, they got eliminated. That's a negative, unless you're rooting against the USA. Your prerogative, I don't care. And then also, here, how about this? The Hall of Fame took place over the weekend. That's a positive. So many classy individuals going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. DeMarcus Ware goes into the Hall of Fame. Tiki Barber's brother Rondé goes into the Hall of Fame. Somebody's going to call me disrespectful. How are you going to call Rondé Tiki Barber's brother? Anyway, listen to Rondé talk about what it means to be great.
I really felt like I had to do more to be equal. Do uncommon things. Find legendary. Because let's face it, this is what gets me every time. I was, what, too small, too slow, just a system cornerback? Somebody still needs to tell me what that is because I don't know.
Hey, listen, that man lay out. It's amazing brothers. Twin, could you imagine if Tiki kept playing, they would have been twin brothers in the Hall of Fame. Good for them. Hey, Shep, well, not everybody knows this. Shep, I know Tiki. Tiki is my guy. And I got to tell you this. This is a quick story. I don't know how many years ago this was, but they were both retired, right? So it can't be that long ago. Maybe it was. I don't know. And so I'm at MetLife Stadium. I don't even know who's playing. I don't remember. But I'm at the game. I'm minding my business. It's pregame before the tunnel. I'm just walking around minding my business, right? And I know Tiki. And I'm walking through the tunnel, and I'm saying, I'm like, oh, there's Tiki. He's getting ready to do the game, right? And so I give Tiki a slap because I know Tiki, and so I could slap him. And I slap him, and I realize Tiki didn't give me the reaction that I thought that Tiki would give me. And it took me about 2 seconds to go, oh, crap, that was Rondé. I don't know Rondé. And my bad, Rondé. It was just an interesting scenario. I forgot that Tiki had a twin. You know, I don't think about Rondé.
You know what's funny, JR?
What?
Besides that story, well, first of all, I'm sure you have interacted with Rondé after that, you know, occurrence.
No, bro. I've never met Rondé in my life.
Gotcha.
Ever. And so I slap him. I slap him in the back, and he's looking at me like, the hell are you slapping me for? He wasn't going to hit me because I'm sure he's gotten that a million times, you know. But I guess that's the cost of being a twin.
I got a quick question for you.
Yes?
You mentioned the aspect of Hall of Famer and Barbara comes up.
Barbara?
Yes.
Oh, Barbara.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Outside of Jim Brown, there has not been a running back to have a final five-year period, and I include Barry Sanders in this conversation, like Tiki Barber. If we're going to put guys like Gale Sayers and Calvin Johnson in the Hall of Fame for five great years, we have to do the same for Tiki Barber. I'm not saying it's etched in stone that he's first ballot. I'm not saying he waltzes into the Hall of Fame. JR, he belongs in the Hall of Fame, though.
No, he doesn't. And I think Tiki would tell you he doesn't.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think Tiki, you get him behind closed doors. I am telling you. He truly believes
right,
he belongs.
I'll text him and ask him. Okay.
JR, do you know how many yards per season he averaged in his last 5 years?
What, on the ground?
Not even all purpose. Just rushing.
Oh, Tiki was north of a K each one.
He averaged
over
1,500 yards per season in his last 5 years. That's unbelievable. And for and JR, let's be honest, it was a revolving door of quarterback before Eli got there. He deserves to get some consideration. Had he not gone out the way he did?
Yeah, we know that.
Good.
But he did. He left.
Right.
He left. If he didn't, he would be in there.
Yeah.
Okay? There was a point in time where he tried to come back. It didn't work. He's not in. If he would have stayed and won something, then yeah, he'd be in the Hall of Fame, but he's not. His brother is, and he has a chance to love him and congratulate him. Congratulations to Tiki. The next time I see him, I'll ask him, okay?
Please,
and I'll tell you what he said.
Please do. Please do.
I'm sure. Okay. And we'll see what answer I get. But either way, there is a barber in the Hall of Fame, and it's Rondé. Congratulations to him. And my apologies, Rondé, for slapping you in the back when I saw you a few years ago. And by the way, hey, Rondé, classy guy. Tiki, I like Tiki. Classy guy, nice guy. Speaking of people who are not nice, we got to go to Baltimore. And no, this has nothing to do with the city of Baltimore, which I frequent quite often, which I absolutely love, which I always drive through, connecting on 295. It's about the team. It's about the Baltimore Orioles. And no, it's not about the baseball. It's about the organization, who are absolutely embarrassing themselves right now. The Baltimore Orioles have been on a surge. 70 games won. They've jumped in front of the Rays in the American League East. You would think that it'd be about the ball, right? The country is finally starting to pay attention to the Orioles for positive reasons. There's some people, especially all my friends listening on The Fan in Baltimore, who feel that they don't get enough attention. Well, this is what happens when you're crawling out of the toilet and people are finally starting to pay attention to you. So get over it. But then you have a reminder about maybe why the organization has been so poor or operating so poorly. And it has nothing to do with baseball. But you can understand why people may not want to deal with the team and what might be taking place behind closed doors. And I want to tell you about an announcer. Who would have thought that the biggest story for the Baltimore Orioles this year have revolved around an announcer? Today, Kevin Brown, no, not the pitcher, Kevin Brown, an announcer, someone who's been with the Orioles for a few years but pretty much started on TV last year full-time, this man has been put into mothballs. He's disappeared. He's gone. They have put him away. And I saw this story, and this has become a national story, not just in sports media. This has been picked up by the Foxes of the world, the New York Times of the world. People are writing about this story, letting everybody know how ridiculous the Orioles are. Now, what exactly happened? Listen here. I told you the Orioles have been bad. Over the past bunch of years, off and on, yeah, for most of their history, the Rays have been bad. And so what happens when you put two bad teams together? They stink, okay? The Orioles don't stink anymore. And the Rays don't stink anymore. And so Kevin Brown, back in the end of July, he was on a broadcast. He was giving his opening about the game and what might happen, etc., on and on. And he was on Mass in the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, and he told the truth. Listen to this, and you tell me if you can find anything wrong with what he's saying. And I will talk you through this as well. So let's listen to Kevin Brown from Masson, which what sounds like regular baseball talk.
This has been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in, but the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series here at St. Pete. Already got 3-2 of the Trop this year after winning 3 of 18 the previous 3 years combined. It is a stark difference, Ben, and it is not a bad Rays team. It's not like all of a sudden the Rays became slouches in the American League East. They've led this division every day, but now two, and the Orioles once again are back alone in first place.
What the? Ooh. Shep, you heard that the same way I did, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes.
I think everybody, well, this is radio, everybody heard it as well. What if I told you that the man that just delivered that information has basically been shadow banned? He's been unofficially, according to the Orioles, he's been suspended. Now, I ain't going to play it again, but the fact is, what did that man say that was so offensive? You know, I heard he was suspended, and then I go, okay, well, let me listen to it. I'm expecting him to call somebody out their name. I'm expecting him to be a jerk. The man gave you facts about how historically it has been difficult for the Orioles to beat the Rays. He told the facts. He told the truth. And so here's the deal. He has been gone since July 26th. There are forums online about where the hell is he. We saw articles explode today. Reputable sports journalists who cover media in sports have said, oh, yeah, yeah, he's been suspended. The Orioles put out a statement and said, we don't comment on employment decisions. He will be back with us in the near future. So what, they got him strapped upside down in the basement? Like, what do they got this guy right now? They also said that the reportings of a suspension not true. So what, he just told him to stay home for a while? What is this? And I got to tell, I hate is a strong word, but I hate homer announcers. I hate them. I don't need that crap. I'm not going to look at a game, you know, and I get it historically, good guys versus bad guys, and we got a lot of that. But, man, it's 2023. If you stink, you stink. The announcer should be able to say that you stink, and maybe they don't got to be a jerk like me, but what are we jumping around? This man, Kevin Brown, spoke the facts, and that was on television, folks. There were visuals. There were graphics. There was a graphic accompanying every word that he said. And so I can tell you who else was upset. Other broadcasters. Award-winning broadcasters. Some of the most talented, recognizable broadcasters, not just in baseball, but in sports. It doesn't matter how you feel about Michael Kay. But Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, also an ESPN voice, Michael Kay pretty much crapped on the Orioles organization for being so sensitive because their own announcer, he told the truth. Listen to Michael Kay. He was mad.
So the graphic had already been printed out, and you said this earlier. In their notes, that very thing was in their notes. This makes the Orioles look so small and insignificant and minor league. And, of course, they don't comment on personnel matters. And they didn't say they fired the guy. They suspended him. But can you imagine how that guy must feel? He has to keep his mouth shut. He can't criticize the Orioles because they don't get fired. So, of course, we look forward to Kevin coming back. But you embarrassed the guy for no reason. And, most importantly, you embarrassed yourself. What you did is disgraceful.
It doesn't even just stop there with Michael Kay. One of the nicest, most professional, award-winning this broadcasters that the game of baseball has is Gary Cohen of the New York Mets, of SNY, and Gary Cohen. He didn't mince words there. He started off with this on SNY.
Baltimore Orioles organization draped itself in utter humiliation with their treatment of one of their young broadcasters, a guy named Kevin Brown, who is one of the great young talents in broadcasting in this game.
Gary Cohen? He ain't stopped there. Listen to this.
Let me just say one thing to Baltimore Orioles management. You draped yourself in humiliation when you fired John Miller, and you're doing it again. And if you don't want Kevin Brown, there are 29 other teams who do. It's a horrendous decision by the Orioles. I don't know what they were thinking, but they've gotten exactly the reaction that they deserve. And it's just a shame because the Orioles are playing so well, and now they've diverted attention from that.
Yeah, John Miller, obviously another great broadcaster, was on the Orioles broadcast, and Nathan, he wasn't enough of a homer. He was too critical of the team, too critical of the franchise. And this does suck because you don't expect to hear this. You know, we talk about everybody in the world being so sensitive and society being so sensitive. Got to be careful if you say this on the air. Can't make anything racial on the air. Can't say anything political on the air. You can't ruffle feathers on the air. Otherwise, you get the boot. There has never been a more classic example of being overly sensitive than what we got tonight. If you needed an additional reminder about the individuals who run these franchises, then look at what the Orioles did. I guess the Angelos family, I guess they must be best friends with Mr. Jim Dolan of the New York Knicks. I mean, how many billions of dollars do you have to have in the bank before you don't give a damn what anybody thinks? Like, how sensitive do you have to be? I was going to say something about having a particular part of your anatomy, but I guess they don't have that part of their anatomy. Dolan doesn't have it, and I guess the Angelos don't have none either, because how can you fire a guy or suspend a guy or shadow ban a guy for telling the truth? He didn't even say anything inflammatory. He didn't stand on the broadcast and say, historically, the Rays have been whooping our ass. He didn't say that. He didn't say, hey, our team has stunk against the Rays. He didn't say that. The man did not say, they've been handing it to us. You shouldn't come to the games in the future because we're going to lose. He did not say that. He told the truth in the most diplomatic way possible, while also highlighting the fact that, hey, by the way, this is a different Orioles team. And I guess one of the Angelo's sons didn't appreciate that. I guess another billionaire with nothing better to do, or maybe nothing better to sue, no one else to sue. I know the brothers were beefing. That you gotta get this guy. And I agree with Gary Cohen. I hope this dude does get a new job. The only Kevin Brown I knew was a giant pitcher. Now I know another one. And I hope he gets a better gig. Because there is nothing worse. And this sucks for him, man. Getting a lot of sympathy. I'm sure he doesn't want this attention. I'm sure he absolutely doesn't. Shout outs to everybody listening on The Fan in Baltimore. There is nothing worse than an announcer for a sports team who just kisses the team's ass, who is lying to you about what you are watching, and who is just a show for ownership and management. Nothing worse. But maybe this is why the Orioles have been bad. Because the owners, the family, they cannot get out of their damn way. And maybe this also is the same attitude they have towards the actual baseball operation side. Yeah, the Orioles can do better. You don't need Gary Cohen, Michael Kay, or myself to tell you that. And this is an embarrassment. And Kevin Brown, I hope he gets a better job. And the Orioles, they remind everybody, again, at least they're playing great baseball. While from the top, the ownership is still crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This has become a national story. It's just like, hey, what a way to treat your employee for telling the truth. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on this Tim Anderson. We know he got knocked the hell out. We're going to talk about this situation with Kevin Brown. The Astros went to the White House. Richard Sherman, it looks like he's going to be going somewhere, and it doesn't involve a football field. I'll explain, plus your calls, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So, there's a guy named Kevin Brown. No, not the pitcher. That's the Kevin Brown that I know. There's another one that I found out about today. I had no idea who this man was. All my friends in Baltimore and Maryland, they probably know who he is. He's a young announcer for the Orioles. Promoted to television last year full-time, been with the organization longer than that. And he was basically on television doing his job a couple of weeks ago, and he told the truth. He sat on TV and was just like, oh, yeah, the Rays have pretty much taken care of us, and probably not the case. He didn't say anything out of the ordinary. Nothing that would incite a riot. It was just the most bare bones nothing ever. And he's been put in mothballs by the Orioles. It's been reported that ownership didn't appreciate his words. This is one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard in my life. The Orioles are denying that he has been suspended, at least formally. You don't have to be told, hey, stay at home for a few days for it to be a suspension. And they say, we don't comment on employment decisions. They also said, he'll be back with us in the near future. The Orioles, the organization, looks like hot crap for this because the man said he didn't say nothing. He didn't say anything. It's regular baseball talk. It's like if I opened up my show and said, hey, it's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. It's as if I would get a call the next day and they said, hey, JR, take 3 weeks off. I'm not exaggerating. It makes no sense. And so right before we went to break, and you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, I played you the audio from Gary Cohen from SNY. Not a fan. I played you the audio for Michael Kay from the New York Yankees. Not a fan. And yes, these are two New York broadcasters. This doesn't have a damn thing to do with the teams. This doesn't have a thing to do with, oh, New York beating up on Baltimore. This has to do with the Orioles just being jackasses of an organization. That's it. This is terrible. And I hope Kevin Brown gets another job elsewhere. This is national news. This has become national news, not just sports news, national news. Embarrassing and real embarrassing for a team that has won 70 games, is one of the best teams in baseball, has finally crawled out of the toilet, and the biggest story for the Orioles this season has nothing to do with baseball. It has everything to do with an announcer who people have never heard of who has been mistreated. Garbage. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Maybe people realize why the Orioles have been garbage for a long time. Let's go to Joe from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call tonight. I'm a 32-year sports broadcast veteran myself and college sports. A lot of us prefer to remain in the you don't know who we are category like an umpire, you know. The more you don't know about us, the more we didn't affect the game or what anybody heard. And after 32 years, I've never heard of something like this about a broadcaster before in my career. Absolute idiocy by the Orioles in every possible way. Guy just stated facts. And, the list of things that we can't say anymore compared to what I started in 1990 is just lunacy. And I think about it. Every game, it's in the back of my mind. Oh, God, what if I say something wrong, you know? There's like 10,000 things now that you can't even talk about or have come out of your mouth anymore. Even when you're off the air, you feel like people next to you are recording. What am I going to say? I stay totally quiet in between innings or whatever game I'm doing. It has become crazy. And he did absolutely nothing wrong. He stated facts. He had a graphic on the screen that basically he was just following. It had to have been discussed prior. It's just lunacy. Horrible PR move by a team that's finally winning after decades of losing. And Kevin's an excellent broadcaster, and absolutely in no way, shape, or form should this have happened. And that's what I got to say. You can take it from there. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joe, for calling from Colorado. I can't respond or provide a retort. Everything he said there was on the money. 855-212-4CBS. He's in Colorado. Let's go to someone who's actually in Baltimore. Let's talk to Lou. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, JR, I know the situation pretty close. It's an embarrassment. We have one of the best farm systems in all of MLB. We have the youngest team that's is on fire right now. And you watch the Mets. I'm assuming you watch the Mets series this weekend. We were on fire, and this is what we get on Monday when everybody goes back to work and wants to read. This is what we get. Add that into wait until you read about the lease that they're trying to
that they didn't
agree
sign
with it, with Camden yes, Yards. No. This is the tip of the iceberg. This man is a bad guy. This is a bad man.
Are you talking about Peter or his son?
Both of them. But okay. His son, you know, Peter can't even speak anymore. So his son is the one that's making all these decisions. This is bad. This should be a time of celebration for us. And, it hurts because we've been yearning for this for years. And this is what we get. It's, it's sad. I'm pissed off.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, maybe they can win something at the end and not let this be a distraction, Lou, okay?
I mean, even if we don't, if we just win the division, I mean, we've won the division one time since 1997, and this is what we're talking about right now. We've won 70 games, and it's, early August, and this is what we're talking about now.
And this is the biggest story surrounding the Orioles all season long. Sorry, Lou.
It's insanity.
It is.
Think about when this is the guy that's going to sign off on extending Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson. This is the guy we're going to depend on to do that. I mean,
whatever announcer is out there, he'll have them tear them down to save
money. Ask John Miller about that.
Yeah.
Ask Gary Thorne about that.
All right. Well, thank you, Lou. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother.
No doubt about it. Hey, speaking of Gary Thorne, hey, we got Pete McCarthy here with an update. But before we do that, hey, Pete, man, you broadcast, man. What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, no, I agree with Gary Cohen, Michael Kay. I mean, you name it. You can't broadcast a game, tell a story if you're looking over your shoulder the whole time. And the analysis, it's not even analysis, it's just a statement of facts of Baltimore's non-success in St. Pete over the years. But it was also coined in a way that it's like, hey, look at how much things have turned around of late. It is bonkers because there's nothing even critical really in it where ownership should say, like, well, what? This is a criticism somehow.
Yeah, just more sensitive billionaires that don't want to be told that we're bad. It's just, it's pitiful. I'm real interested to see what this looks like because this can't just stop here. The Orioles can't run away from this. Somebody's going to have to say something. If it just falls off the face of the earth, this story, I'd be shocked because it's become national news picked up by entities that do not cover sports. So, very interested to see where this goes. We're going to take more of your calls on the other side.
He's going to have to come back.
Go ahead, Pete, say again.
Well, it's going to be like when Kevin Brown walks back in the booth. Now it's going to be a story for him, right? He's going to have to answer questions about all of this.
Yeah, I hope he gets a job somewhere else, but it's terrible all the way around. It's a disaster. And thank you so much, Pete. We're going to get some more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of announcers, Richard Sherman has a new job. I'll tell you about it on the other side. Get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I love your show. Every time I come home from work, it is a great listen.
I just want to tell you, man, I love the show.
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call, man. I want to say first, though, I love your show, bro. I listen to you almost every night, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Kevin Brown. No, not that Kevin Brown, the one who pitched, but the Orioles broadcaster Kevin Brown. Orioles have put him in mothballs for about 2 weeks now because they were, I guess, John was offended, the owner, his son's owner of the son, or whatever the hell you want to call it. I guess he was offended that he reminded the viewing audience about the Orioles and their record historically against the Rays. He didn't say anything out of the ordinary. This man basically got suspended for saying, hey, sky's blue. He didn't say nothing wild. And he pointed out some truths and some facts. He didn't say it in a wild way. He spoke facts, and they put him in mothballs. The Orioles deny it. They say that they will not comment on employment decisions. They said he will be back with us in the near future. But they deny that he has been suspended, at least a formal suspension. So I assume he's being paid while he's been told, hey, stay home. This is crap. And so Michael Kay, broadcaster, took a dump on the Orioles for this decision. Gary Cohen, another great broadcaster in the world of baseball, New York Mets, he also said the same thing. It's just sad. Because typically when you hear about an announcer saying something ridiculous that got a suspension, maybe it was sexist. Maybe it was racist. Maybe it was vulgar. Maybe it was a slip of the tongue. Kevin Brown's comments had nothing of the sort. And so now he's been put away. And we have no idea how he's going to turn back up to work, or when he pops up, or if he gets a new job next season. This has become national news. And I'm not joking. This has been picked up outside of the sports media. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of sports media, it's been reported that Richard Sherman, Legion of Boom, who we also saw work Amazon's broadcasts, that Richard Sherman is going to be working on Undefeated on Fox with Skip Bayless. Obviously, I don't want to say replacing Shannon Sharp, but he is reported to be picking up about 50 to 100 dates with Skip Bayless during the course of the NFL season. And so we're going to see a whole lot more of Richard Sherman and Skip Bayless on TV. They have certainly had their beefs. I don't think you have to look any further than this. When Richard Sherman just stepped into the NFL and he let everyone know how he feels about Skip Bayless and his criticisms, this was from about a decade ago. More. Listen to this from ESPN.
How good do you really believe you are? Because you got people out there looking at you and saying he's just talking smack. How good do you believe you are?
Well, I believe my numbers speak for themselves. I mean, my tape speaks for myself, for itself. My tape is my resume. That's what I leave it up to. I mean, you can say whatever you want. Skip can say whatever he wants, but Skip, whenever you refer to me, whenever you speak to me, whenever you address me, address me as all-pro Stanford graduate, because those are some accomplishments you can aspire to, you will never accomplish. You have never accomplished anything. So those things are on my resume. Those are what I've done. It's my second year in the NFL, going on my third. I mean, you tell me who's wrong.
Okay, I'll accept that. I think I've accomplished more in my field than you have in yours, though you're just getting started.
So I'm the top of my field. So I'm all pro. I'm the best, one of the best 22 players in the NFL. You're going to brush it off, but I don't think you're the best 22 anything in sports and in media and anything. I think you
debatable.
Think more of yourself than you actually can, you know, prove. But
okay. Do you think you're better than Darrell Revis is right now?
In my 24 years of life, I'm better at life than you.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's not get personal here. I just want to know.
It's not personal.
Do you think you're better than Darrell Revis is right now?
He said, "I'm better at life than you." He reiterated that fact. And, well, now they'll be on TV arguing with each other. And this is a good move for Richard Sherman. He can go back and forth and increase his profile. However long he has to sit up there and tolerate Skip Bayless, then so be it. Because Skip Bayless, hey, I certainly believe he has a television expiration date. I still believe that is coming sooner than later. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Annapolis. Hey, I was just up in Annapolis 2 weeks ago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, it's a nice town. I hope you enjoyed yourself, JR, but I'm going to disagree with you. I just heard about this story today. I follow the Orioles very closely, have since the 1960s. And, you know, it's a big news item, I guess, and it will be for a few days, but it's hardly the big story of the Orioles. The big story of the Orioles is in two seasons they've gone from being one of the worst teams in the MLB to the best team in the American League, second best team in the MLB, arguably. But, you know, I don't know what this is all. You know, some of those, there's like five announcers. I listen mostly on the radio. I do watch some of the TV, and the MSN runs it over here. And I'm not even sure, is he an employee of the Orioles or of that particular network? You know, they got five announcers, and they rotate in and out. And so he's got a contract. If he didn't violate anything, like you said, he's being paid. He may be down in Ocean City having a good old time for a couple weeks. I don't know. But it certainly sounds like an unfair treatment. But look,
Robert, whoa.
Okay, go ahead.
Jeez, man, you're just like a train.
Well, you got 4 hours. I got about 1 minute.
Well, I can have a conversation with you.
Okay, go ahead,
JR. If you're saying something worthwhile, you don't got a train. Man, relax.
Okay, well, go ahead, JR.
There's a thing. Hold on. Robert, am I the first person you spoke to today?
No, JR,
okay,
you're
not. So listen. I'm going to – what I can do, this is very simple. I can put you on hold. We can have a conversation. You don't have to, you don't have to do that. So here's some clarity on some things. There's some individuals, and you might be familiar with him. His name is John Oran. He's actually a media reporter. I know the dude. I would trust his word over anybody else's. But there have been multiple people who have confirmed that he's been put into mothballs by the team. And so is he in Ocean City enjoying himself? No, that would be something that I would do. That's not what he's doing. My question to you is, what do you disagree with me about?
That it's the biggest news story of the Orioles this year. It's not
so
the biggest
hold on,
story
Robert.
Of the Orioles.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this
it's
is
a
simple.
News
well, hold on. I asked you a simple question. You answered it. Now wait.
All right.
Is this not what the Orioles have received more attention on this entire season?
No.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere, Robert. Robert is living in a box by himself. I'm going to talk to him on the other side because this makes no sense unless he hangs up here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. And I'll talk to people who actually make sense, I hope.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team. So no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.